Sometimes just what the doctor ordered might be a tree or a patch of lawn, maybe the chance to walk in the woods. Nearly a decade ago now, journalist Richard Louv coined the term nature deficit disorder. That's the idea that kids are spending a lot more time staring at screens and a lot less time outside, exploring natural areas such as creeks and meadows, or even just small neighborhood parks. Andrea Faber-Taylor started her career as a horticulturalist, but for the past decade, she's been focusing on the interaction between people and nature. She started with Richard Louv's premise, then applied conventional psychological tools to see if a dose of nature could actually help a child's cognitive functioning.
We were looking at spaces, building off that theory. Nature has that capacity, or any kind of green elements have that capacity to help us restore and recover. Then in theory, Having, for example, a view of a green space should help people be better off.
Faber-Taylor is a visiting teaching associate on the campus of University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. For one study, she wanted to find out if just having a view of nature had any impact on a child's attention span and ability to concentrate.
For the girls, 7 to 12 years old, in that population, having a greener view outside their apartment, and this was on a scale of 0 being barren up to 5 being very green, the greener the view, the higher they scored on all of those measures. It suggested to us that even a few trees really matter in making a difference, a contribution.
Another experiment was quite controlled, leading young children on walks.
Each child went on 3 walks on three different occasions, and each time it was a different setting. Either a park setting, a downtown, quiet downtown setting, or a neighborhood setting. After the children walked in the park, they scored higher on that measure than they did after the neighborhood or the downtown walks. It's not just nostalgia. We're not just trying to hold on to romantic ideas about childhood, but there's actual research evidence, you know, now that links or shows a relationship between being outdoors in a more green space and a higher levels of functioning on measures that really matter, like being able to pay attention.
So really, what's the difference if you're looking out the window at a tree instead of a building?
Looking at a blank brick wall doesn't really engage your mind in the same way as a tree canopy. You know, even if that's all you can see out the window is the top of a tree, it has depth, it has shadows, it has maybe a squirrel or a bird, and that the light flickers through it. What you're experiencing, either physically immersion or just a view in a natural setting, is that it gives you the opportunity to engage in reflective thinking. And that's more of the capacity that we use when we're in more natural settings, because we switch gears and we're focused on things like water flowing and breezes in the trees, wildlife, and these types of things. And attending to those is very easy, it's effortless, and it actually allows our capacity to direct our attention to rest and recover. So that's attention restoration theory.
Attention restoration theory suggests that spending time in a natural setting can help refresh and relax the brain so that when we need to get back to work, we're more able to focus. That ability to concentrate is key to a child's doing well in school, she says, but adults benefit as well.
Sometimes as a society, our knee-jerk reaction is to when we feel really attentionally fatigued, like we say, oh, I'm fried, I'm trashed, I can't think anymore, we do things like watch TV. And while that's really easy to do when you're in that state, it may not be all that helpful and might help us to restore and recover. Whereas being in a more natural area, there's opportunities for you, you know, just think about it. If you go to a park and you sit on a bench, you're able to think a little more reflectively, hopefully be sort of working on some of those problems or pressures in your life and making some progress on that rather than just escaping by watching TV.
When Faber-Taylor looks at a playground, she thinks about the notion of loose parts. The playgrounds that encourage creativity, she says, aren't the big fixed structures. Rather, they're the simpler collections of parts that kids can pick up and figure out a use for.
When we have spaces that have movable or manipulable parts, such as being able to move the furniture around, for example, or in an outdoor space, rearranging benches and other materials, We're more creative as a species. The child can decide whether the pine cone is a miniature person or it's a baseball or whatever, you know, pretend game they're coming up with. So many of our playgrounds now, they're often a fixed piece of equipment, very expensive pieces of equipment, on a very safe surface. And there's nothing that can be really moved or played with or altered to become whatever the child wants it to be.
She looked particularly at children with ADHD.
What we've found so far is that there is a relationship between spending time in greener settings and milder symptoms overall. Children who typically play outdoors in a green setting versus indoors or outdoors in a very built setting on a regular basis also have milder symptoms overall. And also there's an immediate after effect that parents can notice and record in survey studies that when their child does an activity outdoors in a green setting, the immediate after effect is that their symptoms are significantly less noticeable than they are after doing similar activities. And these are all leisure activities, indoors or outdoors in a very built environment.
Andrea Faber-Taylor told me that she hears from parents of children with ADHD, and they support her thinking that nature is therapeutic. They tell her things like,
my child can fish for hours, and then afterwards his symptoms are hardly noticeable. Camping is the only kind of vacation that we can take as a family because typical traditional vacations like theme parks are just, his symptoms are so exacerbated by those environments, but in being out in the woods, he's so calm and everybody has a great time. It's okay to have like a focused activity or goal while you're there, but it's also okay to just be there, just hang out and I say follow your nose, you know, if something's interesting, study it or play with it or just take a walk or, you know, swing on the swings or, you know, whatever is fun for the day. That's the neat thing about nature is it's so flexible. It changes with the seasons, at least in the Midwest, we have change of seasons. So there's always something new going on with it. I think that's captivating. It doesn't have to be, you know, Yellowstone or one of these fantastic national parks. It can just be the smallest little green space, but there's so much to explore, and kids get that if we just let them.
Andrea Faber-Taylor teaches and does research at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign in its Landscape and Human Health Laboratory. And we've posted her work on our website. You can find it by going to soundmedicine.org.